4J. A Chinese high school student responds to the Tiger Mother extract.
The Tiger Mother tries to discipline her daughter. I threatened her with no lunch, no dinner. Actually, I have been threatened in the same way in school in China, but never by my parents. It was an awful experience because I did not get lunch and I was really hungry. I told my parents afterward, and my parents were really upset about it. The Tiger Mother does not care if her daughter is angry with her. I am willing to put in as long as it takes, and I am happy to be the one hated. Her reason is not bad, because I believe no one wants to do bad things to their own child. All she wants is to give her daughter a brilliant future, no matter what others think. She doesn't mind being hated for a short time. That is a typical attitude for Chinese parents. The mother's opinion is more important than the daughter's opinion. You cannot make me. Oh, yes, I can. This conversation sounds familiar to me, and I still remember the situation. It happened when I had moved to Finland. At the beginning of the second year of secondary school, we could choose some subjects that we wanted to study, and I was thinking about choosing domestic science because it was easy and fun. But my parents suggested choosing French, and I was not happy with this plan at all. This idea was actually absurd because I already have two difficult languages to learn, Finnish and English, and I am no genius at languages. The most important thing is that I am not interested in French at all. However, we ended up with the result that I chose French. I still remember my mother yelling at me, "No matter what subject you choose, you cannot choose domestic science because you are not becoming a chef." They pushed me, and it was really ridiculous. After 2 years French study, I remember nothing but a few sentences. On the other hand, I do not completely disagree with my parents, because it is useful to be able to speak some French. The Tiger Mother writes that one of the worst things you can do for your child's self-esteem is to let them give up. This sentence is very inspiring. Actually, I agree with the Tiger Mother on this point. I have been yelled at, threatened, pushed, or even beaten, but I do not hate my parents at all. I love them because they taught me the right values, and I am not going to drop out of school. In my opinion, there is nothing wrong with the harsh style of Chinese parenting if it is not violent or too extreme. I guess this style of parenting cannot be easily changed for Chinese parents because it is very tied to Chinese culture and it is traditional. I have checked out the Tiger Mother's videos on the internet and I realized that she was not harsh to her children all the time. She gave them self-esteem and let them make more of their own choices when they turned 18. The idea that I understand is when children are small, they do not know what is right and wrong, and parents should teach them the right values. When the right values are given, then parents can let them fly. The news shows that China is high in the league table for the program of international student assessment tests, not only in math, but also in reading and science. I don't think this is an accident, because I absolutely know how much homework those students have and how busy they are with their schoolwork. It is stressful and cruel for children, but it is helpful for their future. Maybe this tough parenting is one reason China is a rising superpower in the world. In the 21st century, in a globalized world where competition is hard, the Tiger Mother method could be a successful way of bringing up children.